he's got really good hands, and in my experiences with him, and you still see that. And, you know, we just, I don't want to compare where he was then. We have to evaluate what we saw on tape, and what we saw on tape, we felt like he had some left, and we still feel that way and glad to have him as part of the run.
And I know John's, you know, everybody creates their own role, and I'm sure you feel the same way, but coming in, what do you envision his role right now to be? Just kind of complimenting Noshon and what Noshon does?
My expectation of every back in my room is that they're competing to be a starting running back for the Denver Broncos. If they're not doing that, then they're selling themselves short being here. Because that's what we got to have in order to improve. We don't want to stay the same. We're trying to go. So we want everybody pushing everybody every day, competing to be the best that they can be. And then we'll let this thing sort itself out. It always sorts itself out as to who's who and what happened. But we want everyone with the mindset that they're going to be the starting running back of the Denver Broncos.
I haven't talked to you for a couple months, but how was the interview process and then getting back in here? Was it a good learning experience for you?
The experience the last 4 weeks of the season was fantastic for me. It's a tremendous learning experience. Certainly something I'd like to do again at some point in time if the opportunity presented itself. But just being back here to work and having the opportunity to coach the running backs again, I felt like there was unfinished business from last year. And a chance to work with Noshon again. Lance, having Lance back, and Spencer, those guys that know me a little bit, let's get back in now and go to work. And then we're adding some other guys, some young guys, experienced guy with Willis. And I just want to keep pushing these guys. I think we have a lot more potential to achieve, and I want to keep pushing them further and further and see if we can get there.
Eric, when you look at a running back, 30 is sometimes a dirty word, and he's going to be 30 years old. Is the fact that early in his career he didn't play his first season, he's been kind of, like you said, a kind of a complimentary back. Do you think he's a young 30 as far as the kind of wear and tear he's taken in his career? Does that concern you at all?
I go by what I see on tape. Last year when we evaluated on tape, we thought he still had a lot of talent. We thought he would be a good free agent for us to come in and compete and push our room for the starting job and contribute to what we're trying to do, just like we're asking of all our guys. And he's in incredible physical shape. You watch him and you look at him, and we're happy to have him and getting ready to compete.
Can you tell us one story from you guys' time together in Buffalo?
No stories. I'm not sharing any stories. That was back in Buffalo. We're in Denver now.
But what was he like back then in his early days?
Exactly the same. Exactly the same. Okay.